Ocean FM.
Ocean Drive's Films on Thursdays with Eclipse Cinemas Bundoran, flying high to bring you the best films in Ireland. EclipseCinemas.com.
Well, he's fresh back from the Oscars, folks. He's a bit on the old jet lag there, is it? Collie.
Well, yes, and obviously my quarantine that I had to do after flying to Los Angeles. it was just a virtual Oscars for me this year. As you know, usually I'm such a high roller and jet setter, but I decided it was for the best to stay here in sunny Bundoran. Where else would you be?
Absolutely, absolutely. And there, can you turn your little mic up just a slight bit?
Sure, I'm sure I can.
Hold on. Oh, yeah, we'll see. Can you do that?
Is that a bit better?
Yeah, I think so. Anyway, you got the big movies. You held off for the big movies and you held off for the Oscars. So you have a couple of big ones. Are we going to start with Stowaway? Well, that's on Netflix, I think.
Yes, and I don't think it's going to trouble any Oscars anytime soon. But that's not to say it's not enjoyable. This is the number one movie because, let's face it, Netflix is the number one way people are watching movies. And it's the number one movie in Ireland right now. And I think we've got a clip that will kind of explain where we're going here.
Hey, sit down.
Did we take...
No, hey, sit down.
Did we take off?
Sit down or you're going to pass out. Commander!
Take off.
Commander!
Take off.
My God, Zoe, I'm a doctor. I want you to focus on slowing down your breathing. In through your nose, out through your mouth.
Hi, Michael. I'm Marina Bunnett, the commander of the ship. Do you remember what happened on the pad?
I'm a launch support engineer, ma'am. How long was I out?
We took off about 12 hours ago.
12 hours? I need to get back to my sister, please. My sister, she's alone. Please, I gotta get back.
We're not going back.
What do you mean we're not going back? This is a two-year mission.
2 years is a long time to be away, but this is the opportunity of a lifetime.
I can learn fast.
Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
We are taking the first steps to being able to call Mars a second home.
We're sorry that you missed the filet mignon, but...
Let's not give it all away.
Yeah, well, that's good because there is a lot of tension in this movie and that's the good part of it. Now, we were mentioning it a little bit off air. I know this is one you've watched too, so we give you the chance to go first for a change.
Well, something happens early on in the movie that it doesn't explain itself very well for the whole movie and it kind of stays in your mind. That had never happened. But other than that, I did enjoy the movie.
Jamie, I'm so proud of you. After all these years now, you're so spoiler free. We've got you so paranoid. You're there going, well, something happens. And, you know, that's what I feel my work is done here.
Okay.
But yes, absolutely. And when you look at the reviews, say, on of the people who watched it on IMDb, rather than the critics' reviews, a lot of people are like that. They're going, oh, I don't know. You couldn't quite get over the science. And there's lots of gravity things that happen that probably wouldn't happen. Now, I accept all of that as true, but I still enjoyed it. And I really think it's one of those movies that you kind of go, it's not about that. It's not really about space, even though there's some great spacewalks and things exploding and so on. What it's really about is morals.
Yes.
It's a moral story. It's kind of like the trolley story of, is one person, would you sacrifice one person you know for a whole family that you don't know? It's that sort of idea. What's a life worth? If somebody's not supposed to be there, is their life less valuable than the people who are supposed to be there? And it's not explicitly about things like immigration and so on, but I thought it's a little bit about that.
It was.
When I thought about it afterwards, wrapped up in a kind of fun, slightly silly space story. I enjoyed it. I think if you take exactly what you say, you're going, this wouldn't happen. It's like, for example, the movie The Martian, which is great. And of course, 99.9% of the movie is based on real science. You could go potatoes that way. All of those things will work, with the exception of the storm that happens at the start that strands him there is impossible on Mars. And when the author was asked about it, he went, I needed an excuse for him to be left behind. Just go with it. And I think maybe Stowaway is more fun if we could do that, even though I admit I was exactly the same as you, Shamie.
Yeah, but I have to say, I did enjoy it. It's well worth a watch.
Now, it's funny that we're talking about realism versus, you know, fantasy, because the big movie we're going to talk about, which, of course, won all the big awards at the Oscars, is Nomadland. Last week, I kind of struggled to explain Promising Young Woman because I didn't want to give anything away. In a way, with this one, I'm going to struggle because I loved this. I thought it was really good. Yet, when you say it's about an old woman living in a van, traveling around America, doing itinerant jobs, it sounds awful. Right, but it, and it's not. Now, it is emotional and it's also slow, and the scenery is as much a character as the actors. So that is, you know, can take a bit of getting used to. But one of the things that's really unusual about it is, as I was saying, fantasy versus reality. So it stars Frances McDormand, who, of course, won Best Actress. And she's playing a fictional character called Fern, whose town shut down when the factory shut down. This really happened. The factory owned all the houses. So all they right. said, look, we're closing down. You've got 5 months. That's it. And then you're gone. She doesn't have enough money to retire. She can't give a house. So she gets a van and she travels around going to work for Amazon at Christmas and other places, works as a tour guide in the summer. But in the movie, the people she meets and interacts with are real people who this happened to. They are older people. It's set in 2011 after the financial crash. People who couldn't afford to retire and couldn't live at home. And also maybe were too proud to go and live in their daughter's basement. You know, there's a lot of that about it. And the people she's talking to, not only are they real, in some cases they didn't know, because they're living in a van. They're not watching TV. They didn't know she was an actress. Wow. She's talking to them. They thought her story was real. Now, they were all made very aware of this afterwards. And when the credits come up at the end, you realize, you know, that the actors that are playing fictional roles and then the other people, it's the names you saw in the movie. And it was fascinating and sad. And yet again, as somebody who's kind of has a weird love affair with America, of both, you know, as a kid, I thought it was the greatest place in the world. And sometimes I still do. And sometimes you go, how are they so unfeeling to people? You go, oh, well, you don't quite fit. So therefore, we don't have any time for you. It's really interesting. It is slow. Well, it's not slow. It's slow paced, which is not the same thing. It's like a nice evening with friends. You don't always, you know, have to roar at each other because you know where you are. You feel very relaxed. I thought it was a brilliant, beautiful movie. Well deserving of the Oscars. Won't be for everyone, but it's really interesting. And weirdly, it's on Disney. Of all places, it starts on Disney tomorrow, but I got because of the cinema, I got a preview, so I was really pleased about that. But it starts from tomorrow, and I think people will find it really interesting. And I think maybe older people who listen to the show, who like a classic movie and love those big, you know, skylines that you see in America, there's a lot of that in it. As you can see, Jamie, there's one right behind me at the moment.
I
think it's really interesting. I think it's well worth its Oscar.
All right. One more. Now we were two distant strangers, and there's a bit of deja vu in this movie. We've kind of had a
very much so, and I think that is the point. And we were speaking of Oscars. This won the best short movie, and we don't really talk about, you know, short movies and stuff on the show, but because it's on Netflix and because so many people who listen would have access to it, I thought it might be an interesting one. And deja vu is the whole point where we have, it's one of those stories where people are living the same day again. I actually didn't know this before I went to watch it. Because it's only a half an hour long, I went, sure, I'll just latch it on. And it's a metaphor. It's a strong metaphor for the struggle of, you know, particularly African Americans in America, but told in a really entertaining, frightening, funny, scary way. So it's a young man played by a rapper called Joey Badass, who's very good in this. He's I was not familiar with the work of the Badasses, but you know, that's apparently they're very popular.
Don't go.
And he's trying to, you know, he's a one night stand and he's trying to get home to his dog, and he keeps on meeting this cop who keeps on getting in his way and preventing him from going home to his dog. And the cop is resentful as well that he's a very successful young man who earns a lot of money. And he kind of can't understand how this young guy can have so much money. And the story unfolds. And I don't want to give anything away. Now, you know what we were saying about Stowaway? It's not subtle, right? The broad themes are there, right? So things that happen, you go, well, even in a loop world, that wouldn't happen. But they're trying to make a point. And yeah, the deja vu is probably for people in America, this is their everyday. These things happen every day. It mightn't happen to the same person, but these stories keep on repeating themselves. I thought it's really interesting, and I think people might like it.
Okay. You enjoyed the Oscars, you did?
Well, I thought they got it pretty right. Now, of course, we haven't seen The Father yet, which was kind of the controversial one, because we thought Chadwick Boseman, I don't know how many times I said Chadwick Boseman is going to win the Oscar on the show, and Anthony Hopkins won it. But by all accounts, he's brilliant in it. But Daniel Kaluuya, we talked about in Judas and the Black Messiah, brilliant movie, brilliant performance.
I don't think his mummy will be too happy with him.
Minari, Granny winning in Minari. I love that movie. And remember I was talking about it and I was saying she is so good and she's so funny on the award ceremony. It's great. And it was great to see her. As I said, Frances McDormand, Nomadland is so good. And again, reminds me of Brendan Gleeson in that you can just look at her face. You can act with her face without saying anything, without making a sound. Brilliant acting. But the only disappointment was Wolfwalkers didn't win. The Soul is great. It's a really good movie. But Wolfwalkers is better. It's still available out there. It's an Irish movie. I'd love for people with their families, if they have a chance, if they haven't seen it yet, it's a great one to catch up with. And, you know, we got to support these movies because, you know, we want to see our own up there fighting with them. But generally, I thought it was a really good, the show wasn't great, but the winners were great. They're really good movies. It's actually been a terrible year for the movie industry, but really good year for movies. We've seen really good ones this year.
We have indeed. I tell you, and there was a big set being built in Inniscarry. Disneyland are moving to Inniscarry and down in Wicklow, and they're looking for extras. So I put your name forward.
But did Disney not know the existence of Donegal and Sligo? Why would you go to Inniscarry?
I don't know. They're always over there. What's the?
Yeah, that's harsh. We close lovely.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, great to talk to you as always, and some great movies in there. And I presume you'll get to see The Father during the week, yeah?
Well, I hope so. Oh, but you know what's opening this weekend? Wild Mountain Time. We've been talking about it for ages. The movie with the worst accents. Apparently it's coming out this weekend. I'm so excited, Jamie. So excited for it. You can hear me roaring into the new mic.
No, whatever you do, don't get carried away with that. And you're going to get to see that. So we'll have that next Thursday.
I hope so. We've actually a big weekend. There's another movie called Mitchells vs. the Machines. It's a big family Disney cartoon that's coming out this weekend. They were holding as late as possible, hoping the cinemas were open, but that's a big movie. There's a new Tom Clancy inspired movie out on Amazon as well. So we have a big weekend this weekend. But as I said, Nomadland opens tomorrow, but there's lots of new movies next week. So I'm looking forward. We'll have a big selection.
Yeah, that's on Disney Plus, isn't it?
It's on Disney Plus. I think it's on their spin-off show, but I'm sure anybody who has it will be able to find it.
Yeah, and Stowaway, that's available on Netflix,
on Netflix, as is Two Distant Strangers.
That's Two Distant Strangers. Look, and have a good week at the movies, and we will talk you back here next Thursday. That's it. Collie McFadden at the movies. All thanks to Eclipse Cinemas up there in Bundoran. We'll talk to you next Thursday.
Thanks, Jamie.
Ocean FM.
Ocean Drive's Films on Thursdays with Eclipse Cinemas Bundoran. Your launchpad to Hollywood and beyond. EclipseCinemas.com.
Right, we got